Hey everybody, welcome to our new video series, Juggernaut X. This is going to be the story of the last 10 years of Juggernaut Train Systems, which is kind of like my life story for the last 10 years. So make sure you click that little thumbs up down there, like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching. So finished 2016 on this, you know, frustrating moment for me as a competitor, but a lot of great things coaching wise and business wise. Had people lift huge weights, both powerlifting and weightlifting in 2016. We created a lot of momentum with our Team Juggernaut weightlifting team at the end of 2016 with the American Open, and just really good stuff going on there. So as I started 2017, I was in a similar position to the previous year, where I was sort of disillusioned with my own powerlifting. Still in the lease of running this physical gym location, which, if you go back to the 2015 video, was not something I had planned on doing, had wanted to do necessarily, but through some unforeseen circumstances and poor decisions on my part, I kind of ended up having to do anyways. But as we began 2017, I really made a renewed effort to create more content, to take over the internet. And that happened through two main ways. The Jug Life podcast was something we'd started in 2016, but really, you know, we're doing a lot more intently in 2017, and putting a lot of attention towards our YouTube with the help of the world's strongest videographer, Shorty Sedain. So in 2017, we got to do just a lot of fun stuff. Fun stuff as a coach, fun stuff as a content creator. That's when we were doing a lot of our, like a lot of the parody videos you might've seen. And those are just like great memories to look back, and as goofy as those videos are to watch, they are more goofy to actually make. When you're feeding your buddy ice cream and tickling each other as he's wearing, you know, the overalls of a young Alyssa Milano, like, that's just a weird day of work.
Some of the memories of YouTube, I mean, you know, you might hear differently from Chad or Shorty, but I think I've nailed every single video I've ever done in one take. So it really wasn't like a difficult process for me to get outros and intros on any of the YouTube videos. There's probably no bloopers of it either, because it was perfect every single time. Some of the stuff there, some of the most memorable events, obviously filming Commando was huge. Definitely my breakout role as a Alyssa Milano, the best I've ever played Alyssa Milano to this day.
I remember when we were making the Rocky and Apollo beach running scene. I think it was a kind of perfect encapsulation of what this, you know, how fun and funny this job is sometimes, that we had gone to a Halloween store to pick up wigs. That was not our real hair in the videos. And, you know, we're going through the wigs, and I knew Max was trying on the wigs in the store, which is frowned upon by Halloween store employees, we found out. And we're checking out, with our wigs and jerseys and short shorts or whatever we'd bought there. And like middle-aged woman behind the desk asked, "Oh, you guys got a Halloween party tonight or this weekend or whatever?" And I said, "No, this is for a work project." And like as deadpan as I could say it to her, and just sort of stared at her, and she just looking at me like, "What the fuck are you talking about? A work project?" And it was paid and walked out and left it at that. But that was the reality of it. It was, in fact, for a work project. It was just two, you know, guys in their early 30s dressing up in goofy wigs and, you know, running up and down the beach in slow motion. It's a normal day living the jug life. So that was a lot of fun, making the Step Brothers ones, you know, and karate chopping watermelons and all over our weightlifting platforms. And when Max did, in fact, fail to punch apart a bag of potato chips, a glancing blow, I couldn't quite break it, but a lot of fun memories with that, and a lot of, I think, really important work, you know, creating our YouTube videos, which, you know, I take a ton of pride in that, the information we provide there, and the quality of the information, the quality of the production. You know, my ultimate goal is that every training question about powerlifting or weightlifting someone could have, I'll just have a video to refer them to. So rather than trying to write out, a couple sentence answer on Instagram or something, I can instead give them a 5 to 25 minute video to give them all the nuances of the topic that they may be interested in. Another podcast that definitely stood out was the Icarus podcast. Go back and check that out, Icarus and Switching Piss, which is about the documentary, Academy Award winning documentary, Icarus. And a real like moment of pride for me, and that was actually one of the producers of it tweeted at me saying that he had watched it and called it the most, I think it was most thought-provoking and funniest take on their film that they had seen. And that was sort of a collective message from the makers of the movie. So that was really cool that those guys saw it, that they appreciated it, because it was a great movie and was just a lot of fun to kind of give our perspective there.
That was such a monumental event when it happened, but for us to do the podcast. And then what was cool is that there was recognition of it from some of the people involved in Icarus, the movie, which was really cool to me. That was like one of those moments of, again, like, this is a real thing that you know, people actually pay attention to. And then another one was the podcast we did on the transgender stuff, which was, you know, I thought it was a super well done. There's a lot of research, Chad, that went into it. And, you know, it was a really unbiased, great example of like, hey, we can report on something and talk about it in a way that's not just pure opinion or whatever. So I really thought those two were like the most standout podcasts of 2017.
As coaches, 2017 was huge. At the 2017 Arnold was the first year that they had the Grand Prix. Marissa had her you know, best meet ever, 9 for 9. IPF world record in the total, and the deadlift, I believe, but definitely in the total. That's the one that really matters anyways. Probably right up there, my proudest moment as a coach. I mean, I remember, you know, you can see how pumped up we are going into that last deadlift, and I was, you know, in tears in the back after it, just so happy for her and the, you know, so much of our hard work that got to be realized there.
So 2017 was just a really great year for myself as a competitor and for Chad as my coach. Going into 2017, I had the best training block, did not miss a lift in training going into the Arnold Grand Prix. This was also the first year that they put all of us on the big stage at the Arnold and went 9 for 9, got no red lights on anything, which was also a first for me going, because, you know, I always get called on squat, and also just got the most amazing pictures there. Set the all-time world record total at that time. And also, you know, just set a PR total for myself as well. It was amazing. Got the best pictures. It's really fun to do those meets with Chad because I think he gets more excited than I do. And just, it's just really great to see those moments and have them captured on camera.
A few months later, we went on to Belarus for the IPF World Championships, and through a very up and down day where she came out of the squat 13 and a half kilos behind, and just sort of, you know, if you remember what I had said in the 2016 video about how I couldn't follow my own advice at big dogs and just take one lift at a time and compartmentalize, you know, a bad squat, a bad three squats to move on for, you know, to have positive bench press and deadlift. You know, she was in the back with me at big dogs and got to, you know, see my frustration in that and learn from my example of what not to do. And you know, even after she maybe went 1 for 3 in the, I think one for three in the squat, there at Worlds, while both Liz Craven and Susie were kind of going back and forth with world records, you know, we got to look back at that moment for me a few months earlier and basically like, hey, remember when I screwed this up? Like, you've learned this lesson from me. The squat is over. It's done with. We can't change it now. All you can do is make, you know, make your benches and, you know, just go one lift at a time the rest of the day and chip away at this lead. And she did that and won the championship, won the world championship in a stacked field there in the 52 kilo class. And that was an awesome moment.
So going into Worlds, I was going in as a favorite because I had just set the world record total. And during that warm-up session, I was feeling very sick. I was having a hard time keeping food down. I did not have the best squat going in. I believe I got a red light on my opener. So it was just, it was really good to have Chad back there because we got to look back on his big dog experience and see that, okay, he had a bad squat and you could let that affect the rest of your meet, or you can just pull it together and just take one lift at a time, which is what we did. We're able to just build a total. And even though it wasn't my best meet, still able to pull off a victory.
On the weightlifting side of things, Alyssa went and competed at her first world championships, which was really fun because it was here in Southern California in Anaheim. So we got to be there for her and a lot of the other awesome sessions, Lasha and people lifting really big weights.
So 2017 comes around and this is the first time that I'm you know, taking anyone to an international level meet. So I was coaching Alyssa Ritchie at the 2017 Pan Ams. That was her first international meet. It was my first international meet. You know, the first time I met Alyssa was, you know, years back, 2013, 2014 American Open. Chad came up to us, you know, as he would do during those weightlifting meets, and said, hey, my friend needs a coach. And I said, okay, that's kind of neat. And it's like, so what, you know, what does she do with this thing? He's like, she's fine. She'll just don't tell her what's on the bar. She'll go and lift it. She's good. And, you know, he introduced me to Alyssa Ritchie, who was, you know, kind of very, very spunky, bouncing off the walls, jumping around, and, you know, had no idea what was on the bar, had no idea what was doing, but was just irrationally confident and irrationally positive about everything that went on, and ended up meddling there. That was my first experience with her. You know, back to 2017, she and I have been working together for a while now. Go to the 2017 Pan Ams, and you know, she has a shot at winning this whole thing with one clean and jerk. You know, and so like to go from like a CrossFitter that had no idea what they were doing to now you have somebody who's potentially an international champion is awesome to me to think that that happened. Fast forward even further down the year, you know, took Alyssa to the 2017 World Championships in Anaheim, and she's placing in the top 10, which is, you know, a huge accomplishment for somebody who's in the sport for about a year, 16 months at the time. And, you know, none of that would have been possible had I not had that exposure where, you know, we were, you know, Chad's connecting the right people at the right time. So it was cool to see a lot of that unfold where, you know, the work you're putting in is actually paying off. You know, you're as a coach, you're spending time with these lifters, you're focusing on the things you need to, but also pushing yourself to learn. And, you know, but the difference between Pan Ams in March or June and Worlds at the end of the year was huge for her. You know, she had a much better meet, and you know, a lot of that came about because of the training and the connection between Chad and her.
And then we followed it up with the American Open in the same venue the following days, and Q broke the American record in the snatch. So it was just a lot of exciting stuff for us as for Max and I as coaches, for us as a company, for you know, all of our teams.
You know, a week after Alyssa competes at 2017 Worlds, Q competes in the American Open, and Q going to the 2017 AO to do kind of one thing, which was to break the American record snatch. She had been awesome in training up until that point. It was like, we kind of knew this was going to happen. But I will say that I was probably the most animated I've ever been on camera or in person anywhere when she hit the 108 on her third snatch. And it was just like this, I was completely overcome with how happy I was. I mean, it was just like, to describe that, it's tough. It's like, it's not just, oh yeah, we did it. It was like, this was like this real thing that had been such a struggle and such a fight to try and accomplish. And, you know, for it to be Q as well, like somebody that I really care about, and I think she deserves to see that, you know, to have that record and to do it was just like overwhelming to me. I mean, it was just like awesome. It was extremely short-lived as well, because the second she dropped the 108, Joanne and I literally had to grab her and rush her into the back to take her warm up in the clean and jerk, because she was like the first one up. So short-lived, but super intense.
Also in late 2017, this frustrating, sometimes fun, experiment of going back into the physical gym location. Again, you know, refer to the earlier videos, was not something that I had wanted to necessarily do in the way that we did it. The lease was coming up, and yeah, I was just tired of doing that. I saw the mistakes we'd made with the supplement stuff with running the in-person gym, and when the lease was up, I was more than happy to move on from that, and get out of that physical gym location and focus the business more on what we do best, which is coaching and creating content, and really focus on those things as we finished 2017 and moved into 2018. So 2017, you know, I had a ton of fun memories, making goofy videos for the podcast, you know, coaching Marissa to her two, you know, greatest performances. Even 2017 Nationals was in Orlando, and we had a lot of lifters do very well there. So a lot of fun stuff with all of that. Weightlifters were doing great. So this was, you know, a big year for us. I think, you know, where we probably gained more YouTube subscribers and all that good stuff than in any other year. And just continued to further understand what this company is going to be for the long term.